KANH and KANHHD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANVHD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Forecast for today, cloudy with an 80% chance of showers. More details coming right up. It's 6 o'clock.
And enhanced as part of the Ballroom Project. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
On Wall Street and pre-market trading, Dow futures are higher. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. President Trump's plan to buy beef from Argentina has sparked a rare moment of bipartisan unity among Kansas's congressional delegation. Democratic Representative Charisse Davids told the Topeka Courier-Journal she is, quote, pretty pissed about the proposal. Davids said, quote, we should be doing everything we can to support our American producers. Republican Representative Derek Schmidt agrees, albeit in less direct terms. Schmidt is one of eight House Republicans who have sent a letter to Trump asking him to explain how the plan, quote, aligns with your administration's commitment to strengthening American agriculture. Some Kansas lawmakers want to improve services for drivers by privatizing the state's motor vehicle offices. Zane Irwin has more.
In Kansas, public employees help residents with license renewals, driver's tests, and car registrations at DMVs overseen by the state. But that's not how it works in neighboring Missouri, where motor vehicle offices are run by private companies that contract with the State Department of Revenue. In a committee on government efficiency, lawmakers discussed following Missouri's lead. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson said DMV service has gotten especially bad in populated areas like Johnson County.
If you don't get an appointment, you're not going to get in there. You may set 2 or 3 hours unless you get an appointment.
Thompson also says it might be worth considering fee hikes to improve services. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says it should be illegal to groom children for sexual abuse, even if no abuse actually occurs. Grooming happens when an adult gains a child's trust and takes advantage of that trust to abuse them. KBI Executive Officer Bob Stewart spoke in favor of such a bill at yesterday's meeting of the legislature's Joint Committee on Kansas Security. The website State Affairs reports an anti-grooming bill is expected to be introduced in the 2026 session. The person accused of stealing money from the El Dorado High School Booster Club is now accused of stealing money from a local swim club. The Booster Club reported the missing money to El Dorado police less than a week ago. Now the El Dorado Sea Dragons Swim Club says the same person stole from them, too. The swim club says the stolen money was meant to pay for equipment for the team. Butler Electric Cooperative says it will donate $500 to the club to help cover the loss. Forecast for today, cloudy skies, 80% chance of showers, high temperatures this afternoon, only around 56 degrees. It'll be breezy, too, winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, low around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, highs tomorrow near 57 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 53, Topeka some rain, 52, Manhattan rain, and 52 degrees. This is KPR's Morning Edition. It's 6:07.
Support for NPR comes
in your community. It's run by people in your community. It's supported by your community. It's in the interest of your community. And that's how you know that you can rely on what it tells you. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you're with us. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour, President Trump imposed new sanctions on Russia and canceled a summit with President Putin, hoping to pressure Moscow to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine. But so far, Putin appears to be not too concerned. We'll hear more in 15 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Forecast for today, cloudy skies, 80% chance of showers. High temperatures near 56 degrees. Breezy winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Lows around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Highs around 57. Right now in Lawrence, some light rain, 52 degrees. Topeka rain and 51 degrees.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, the bodies of almost 200 Palestinians have been returned to Gaza, but it's proving difficult to identify who they were. We'll hear from Gaza. Also, how climate change is increasing the dangers for South Korea's fishermen.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock. That's after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes.
Opening up a coffee business in Uganda usually doesn't spark the ire of a community. But when a female entrepreneur said she'd only buy coffee beans from women, men got nervous.
I saw that coffee is something that can change the life of a woman. So I started preaching a coffee gospel to the women.
Defying cultural norms through coffee. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Tune in to All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, cloudy skies, 80% chance of showers, highs around 56. It's 6:30.
Air subsidies set to expire at the end of the year to resolve the funding impasse. Republican leaders want the government reopened before such negotiations take place. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin says she believes GOP lawmakers are underestimating the importance of continuing those subsidies.
As my Republican colleagues start hearing from their constituents, this hopefully will elevate as an urgent issue for them.
Alaska Airlines says it's working to get its flight schedules back to normal following yesterday's technical outage. It prompted a nationwide ground stop for the airline and its subsidiary, Horizon Air. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins yesterday confirmed the Trump administration's intent to increase beef imports from Argentina. Beef producers and rural lawmakers are highly critical of the move. President Trump first announced the idea on Sunday. He says the imported beef will help bring down record-high beef prices brought on by the smallest U.S. cattle herd in 75 years. But the plan has led to a rare rebuke from farm groups and rural lawmakers, including those in Kansas. Senate Republicans have met with Trump personally to urge him to reconsider. The Kansas City, Kansas Police Department says it made one of the biggest drug busts in the city's history last week. The drugs were seized from a short-term rental home in downtown KCK. The department says officers recovered more than 9 pounds of fentanyl, half a pound of marijuana, 2.5 ounces of methamphetamine, and 786 pills believed to contain fentanyl. 3 people were arrested. Some Kansas lawmakers want to improve services for drivers by privatizing the state's motor vehicle offices. In Kansas, public employees help residents with license renewals, driver's tests, and car registrations at DMVs overseen by the state. But that's not how it works in neighboring Missouri, where motor vehicle offices are run by private companies that contract with the state. Kansas lawmakers are thinking about following Missouri's lead. The University of Kansas announced this week that the Sunflower Football Showdown against Kansas State is a sellout. But as Greg Eklund reports, the Kansas Jayhawks have fallen short of securing a victory lately against their cross-state rivals.
KU's last win over K-State dates back to 2008. That's 16 straight that the Wildcats have won since then. This will be the 5th game between the rivals since Lance Leipold has been the Jayhawks head coach, and he knows that the Jayhawks have let some close contests slip away.
It's our full intention that we find a way to close it out and finish the ball game when opportunity shows for us to have a chance to win.
This will be the 123rd meeting between the two schools. The Saturday morning kickoff will be shortly after 11 a.m. I'm Greg Eklund.
Cloudy skies today, 80% chance of showers, highs around 56. It's 6:34.
Support for NPR.
But Israeli naval ships can be seen in the distance. They are a constant presence here, just like the sea. Anas Bobo, NPR News, Gaza City.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Up in the next segment, federal data show the price of chewing gum and candy have gone up more than 8% over the last year. How are these price hikes affecting the Halloween season? It's a scary story. Up next. Weather forecast is a little frightening, too, to be honest. Cloudy skies, 80% chance of showers, highs in the mid-50s. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of showers, lows around 50. Tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy, 60% chance of showers, high near 57. Sunday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, high on Sunday near 58. In Lawrence, we have some rain, 52. Topeka rain, 51. Rain hasn't reached Atchison quite yet. Cloudy skies there and 50 degrees at 6:44.
Do you have an old cemetery in town off the beaten path? The creepier, the better.
This week, Halloween comes to the Retro Cocktail Hour. I'm Daryl Brogdon.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. On the Classical Morning Show today, very special day today at 9:06 a.m., join us for a small ensemble singing from KU led by Dr. Gabe or Gabe Lewis O'Connor. We will hear from the KU Glee Club and much more. Remember, today is Live Day. If you go to the Lawrence Public Library today, you'll get to see local musical groups playing there live in person and on the radio at 10 a.m., noon, and in the 2 o'clock hour this afternoon. Also, Destiny's concert is there at 7 o'clock tonight with our annual Halloween costume concert. Last year, it was won by a couple of walking thunderstorms. Live day is today, all day on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, it's still news from the BBC. Forecast for today, cloudy skies, 80% chance of showers, high temperatures near 56 degrees, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of showers, lows around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy, 60% chance of showers, highs tomorrow near 57 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, some rain, 52 degrees, Topeka rain, 52 degrees as well. It's 9 minutes before 7.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was inspired by B.J. Lederman. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Good Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, cloudy skies, 80% chance of showers, highs around 56, windy 2 with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. In Lawrence right now, some rain, 52 degrees at 7 o'clock.
In this group is the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, Chauncey Billups.
He faces a count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to money launder. Both of those are related actually to an indictment about underground poker games. In that indictment, prosecutors allege that organized crime groups basically run these games and use Billups. They say that they used Billups as a celebrity to sort of lure in victims, and then the organizers used all this high-tech equipment like rigged shuffling machines and x-ray poker tables and special glasses to cheat and win. But the other indictment that's about sports gambling, Billups is not named there, but there is an unnamed co-conspirator described in a way that matches Billups exactly.
NPR's Becky Sullivan reporting. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released a plan this week to increase cattle herd sizes by expanding grazing on government lands and reducing red tape. But the plan was overshadowed by the administration's plan to quadruple Argentine beef imports, a move that is strongly opposed by rural lawmakers and farm groups. Justin Tupper is the director of the National Cattlemen's Association and a cattle rancher in South Dakota. He says domestic producers won't see the upside.
The only people that are going to benefit is the big four packers who are the importers, two of them foreign-owned. They're going to buy it in a very depressed market. Brazil and Argentine beef is way cheaper right now than our domestic is here.
President Trump's plan to buy beef from Argentina has sparked a rare moment of bipartisan unity among Kansas's congressional delegation. Democratic Representative Sharice Davids told the Topeka Courier-Journal she is, quote, pretty pissed about the proposal. Davids says we should be doing everything we can to support our American producers. Republican Representative Derek Schmidt agrees, albeit in less direct terms. Schmidt is one of eight House Republicans who have sent a letter to Trump asking him to explain how the plan, quote, aligns with your administration's commitment to strengthening American agriculture. Some Kansas lawmakers want to improve services for drivers by privatizing the state's motor vehicle offices. Zane Irwin has that story.
In Kansas, public employees help residents with license renewals, driver's tests, and car registrations at DMVs overseen by the state. But that's not how it works in neighboring Missouri, where motor vehicle offices are run by private companies that contract with the State Department of Revenue. In a committee on government efficiency, lawmakers discussed following Missouri's lead. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson said DMV service has gotten especially bad in populated areas like Johnson County.
If you don't get an appointment, you're not going to get in there. You may set 2 or 3 hours unless you get an appointment.
Thompson also says it might be worth considering fee hikes to improve services. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The person accused of stealing money from the El Dorado High School Booster Club is now also accused of stealing money from a local swim club. The Booster Club reported the missing money to El Dorado police less than a week ago. Now the El Dorado Sea Dragon Swim Club says the same person stole from them, too. The swim club says the stolen money was meant to pay for equipment for the team. Forecast for today, cloudy skies, 80% chance of showers, high temperatures this afternoon near 56 degrees, breezy too, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of showers, lows around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, 60% chance of showers, highs tomorrow around 57 degrees. In Lawrence right now, some rain, 52 degrees, Topeka rain, 52 degrees as well. This is KPR's Morning Edition at 7:07.
Support for NPR comes Foundation.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Ziggy and Miles, classical guitarist brothers from Australia, Sunday, October 26, 2 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition coming to you on Kansas Public Radio. Up in 10 minutes, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. In the next half hour, a youth orchestra outside Kyiv has been listening closely.
They are playing a composition about Ukraine's nights of war. It's called Shahed Overture.
We'll hear that composition coming up in about 15 minutes. Weather forecast for today, cloudy skies, 80% chance of showers, high temperatures near 56 degrees. Windy too, winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of showers, lows around 50. For the weekend tomorrow, cloudy, 60% chance of showers, high near 57. Sunday, cloudy, 30% chance of showers, high near 58. Sounds like a good weekend to curl up with a good book. Right now in Lawrence, rain 52 degrees, Topeka rain 52 degrees, Junction City rain 53 degrees.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, the bodies of almost 200 Palestinians have been returned to Gaza, but it's proving difficult to identify who they were. We'll hear from Gaza. Also, how climate change is increasing the dangers for South Korea's fishermen.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes...
Coffee is something that can change a life of a woman. So I started preaching a coffee gospel to the women.
Defying cultural norms through coffee. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered runs from 3 to 7 today, right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, cloudy, 80% chance of showers, highs near 56, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. Rain reported all across the listening area right now, except in Atchison, hasn't reached there yet. Temperatures in the lower to mid 50s. It's 7:30.
Should the EU utilise them? EU leaders will discuss Ukraine's military needs in London today. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is pushing the so-called Coalition of the Willing to provide Kyiv with more long-range missiles. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to attend the talks in London. New York Attorney General Letitia James is scheduled to be arraigned in Virginia today in a federal mortgage fraud case. She was indicted earlier this month on charges of bank fraud and making false statements to a financial institution. The charges stem from the purchase of a home in Norfolk 5 years ago. James has denied any wrongdoing. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins yesterday confirmed the Trump administration's plan to increase beef imports from Argentina. Beef producers in the U.S. are highly critical of the move. President Trump first announced the idea on Sunday. He says the imported beef will help bring down record-high beef prices brought on by the smallest U.S. cattle herd in 75 years. But the plan led to a rare rebuke from some Republican lawmakers, including in Kansas. Senate Republicans have met with Trump personally to urge him to reconsider. A Topeka mail carrier is still recovering a week after she was attacked by a dog on her route. Sarah Stevens was delivering mail on the morning of October 17th when a pit bull allegedly leaped over a fence and attacked her. A neighbor heard her screams, got a gun, and shot the dog, which later died. KSNT reports Stevens suffered a fracture as well as multiple cuts and puncture wounds. Some Kansas lawmakers want to improve services for drivers by privatizing the state's motor vehicle offices. In Kansas, public employees help residents with license renewals, driver's tests, and car registrations at DMVs overseen by the state. But that's not how it works in neighboring Missouri, where motor vehicle offices are run by private companies that contract with the state. Kansas lawmakers are thinking about following Missouri's lead. The University of Kansas announced this week that the Sunflower Football Showdown against Kansas State is a sellout. Greg Eklund reports.
KU's last win over K-State dates back to 2008. That's six.
Going to be a cloudy, rainy day today. 80% chance of showers, highs near 56 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of showers. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR.
This is in such high supply in American society. I think generally speaking, you can trust it, but I don't blame folks if they're getting more wary because of scandals like these.
Jonathan Cohn is the author of Losing Big, America's Reckless Bet on Sports Gambling. Jonathan, thanks.
Thanks, A.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence, information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up on Morning Edition, energy traders have been keeping a close eye on the international benchmark in the wake of the sanctions President Trump announced this week on two major Russian oil companies. We'll get a look at how the global oil market has responded to those sanctions in about 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report. Expecting a cloudy, rainy day today. Cloudy with an 80% chance of showers, says the National Weather Service. High temperatures near 56 degrees. Windy too. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. Tonight, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Lows around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy, 60% chance of showers. Highs around 57. Sunday, cloudy, just a 30% chance of showers. Highs on Sunday near 58. In Lawrence at the moment, some rain, 52 degrees, Topeka rain, 51, Manhattan rain, and 53 degrees. It's 7:44.
If there's a supergroup in Kansas City jazz, it might be Wiretown. We'll hear them this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge.
Still writing. So today, they linger on a hopeful note. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kiev Shavata, Ukraine.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm A. Martinez.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Today is Live Day at Kansas Public Radio, a very special day, and this year we are presenting a free evening concert at the Lawrence Public Library, where violinist Destiny Ann Mermagan and friends will play some haunting Halloween sounds. It's today on KPR, made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. You can see the full live day schedule on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Good day to be inside listening to some music. Forecast calls for cloudy skies and showers. High temperatures this afternoon near 56 degrees. A little windy too. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour. Gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight cloudy. 40% chance of showers. Lows overnight around 50. Tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Highs tomorrow near 57 degrees. Lawrence right now, rain 52 degrees. Topeka, rain 52 degrees. Atchison, the rain hasn't reached you yet, but it will. Cloudy and 50 degrees in Atchison right now. It's 9 minutes before 8.
Wherever you get your podcasts. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Ziggy and Miles, classical guitarist brothers from Australia, Sunday, October 26, 2 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. It's 8 o'clock.
Khalil reports Virginia Democrats are seeking to push back against President Trump's effort to expand Republican control in the U.S. Congress.
The clerks in the Virginia House and Senate told members they would be back in Richmond on Monday, but didn't specify the reason. Republicans in the Virginia legislature confirmed that Democrats are planning to begin the process of redistricting. Delegate Terry Kilgore is the House minority leader.
We have been told that's what we're coming back for, and it's reliable sources, so we know that we are coming back for redistricting.
Virginia amended its constitution in 2020 to have a bipartisan commission draw its electoral maps. Constitutional amendments usually involve a multi-year process, but it appears Democrats are attempting to make the change more quickly. The session is in the final week before this year's election and would also take the Republicans' nominee for governor off the campaign trail. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears presides over the state Senate. For NPR News, I'm Jad Khalil in Richmond.
European Union leaders have agreed to a new sanctions package against Russia, but they're divided about whether and how to use frozen Russian assets to help Ukraine. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
For EU leaders who've now passed 19 rounds of sanctions on Moscow, the first measures in President Trump's term are very welcome pressure to make the Kremlin end its war on Ukraine. But the 27 governments were unable to bridge differences over whether 140 billion euros in frozen Russian assets held in a Belgian financial institution can be used to guarantee a loan to Ukraine. Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever insists they all share the risk that Russia could legally demand the funds back.
We will suffer from enormous claims, so if you want to do this, we will have to do this all together.
EU officials will now draft a plan for how the loan would work, and leaders will come back to it in December. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
It's NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released a plan this week to increase cattle herd sizes by expanding grazing on government lands and reducing red tape. But that plan was overshadowed by the administration's plan to quadruple Argentine beef imports, a move that is strongly opposed by rural lawmakers and farm groups. Justin Tupper is the director of the National Cattlemen's Association and a cattle rancher himself. He says domestic producers won't see the upside.
The only people that are going to benefit is the big four packers who are the importers, two of them foreign owned. They're going to buy it in a very depressed market. Brazil and Argentine beef is way cheaper right now than our domestic is here.
President Trump's plan to buy beef from Argentina sparked a rare moment of bipartisan unity among Kansas's congressional delegation. Democratic Representative Charisse Davids told the Topeka Courier-Journal she is, quote, pretty pissed about the proposal. Davids said, quote, we should be doing everything we can to support our American producers. Republican Representative Derek Schmidt agrees, albeit in less direct terms. Schmidt is one of eight House Republicans who have sent a letter to President Trump asking him to explain how his plan, quote, aligns with your administration's commitment to strengthening American agriculture. Some Kansas lawmakers want to improve services for drivers by privatizing the state's motor vehicle offices. Zane Irwin has that story.
In Kansas, public employees help residents with license renewals, driver's tests, and car registrations at DMVs overseen by the state. But that's not how it works in neighboring Missouri, where motor vehicle offices are run by private companies that contract with the State Department of Revenue. In a committee on government efficiency, lawmakers discussed following Missouri's lead. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson said DMV service has gotten especially bad in populated areas like Johnson County.
If you don't get an appointment, you're not going to get in there. You may set 2 or 3 hours unless you get an appointment.
Thompson also says it might be worth considering fee hikes to improve services. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The person accused of stealing money from the El Dorado High School Booster Club is now also accused of stealing money from a local swim club. The Booster Club reported the missing money to El Dorado police less than a week ago. Now the El Dorado Sea Dragons Swim Club says the same person stole from them, too. The swim club says the stolen money was meant to pay for equipment for the team. Butler Electric Cooperative says it will donate $500 to the club to help them cover the loss. Forecast for today, cloudy skies, showers likely, high temperatures near 56 degrees, a little windy too, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, lows overnight around 50 degrees. Tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy, 60% chance of showers. Sunday, cloudy, 30% chance of showers. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from...
It's run by people in your community. It's supported by your community. It's in the interest of your community. And that's how you know that you can rely on what it tells you. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, a musical by William Finn, October 24th through November 2nd at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. We are coming to you from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. In 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Today is Live Day on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today. Right after the news at 9 o'clock, we will hear from a small ensemble singing from KU, led by Dr. Gabe or Gabe Lewis O'Connor. We will hear from the KU Glee Club, who just came in from the rain, getting ready to perform for you in the 9 o'clock hour. And remember, if you go to visit the Lawrence Public Library today, you will get to see local musical groups playing there on the radio, 10 a.m., noon, and 2 p.m. today. And, of course, Destiny's concert is there at 7 o'clock tonight with our annual Halloween costume concert. Great stuff all day on KPR 1 for Live Day. If you're listening on KPR 2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Good day to stay inside and listen to Live Day. Cloudy skies, 80% chance of showers, highs this afternoon around 56 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Lows around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy, 60% chance of showers. Highs tomorrow around 57. In Lawrence right now, rain, 52 degrees. Topeka, rain and 52 degrees. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Community. I feel like the whole situation, how they came in the middle of the night, it was just busting down doors. It was just wrong in every type of way.
Lawyers and immigrant rights activists worry this massive show of force has marked an unprecedented escalation in tactics and could be a model for other immigration operations across the country. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News, Chicago.
NPR senior producer Marisa Peñalosa produced this story. This is NPR News.
Opening up a coffee business in Uganda usually doesn't spark the ire of a community. But when a female entrepreneur said she'd only buy coffee beans from women, men got nervous.
I saw that coffee is something that can change the life of a woman. So I started preaching a coffee gospel to the women.
Defying cultural norms through coffee on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, cloudy and rainy, highs this afternoon near 56 degrees, a little breezy too, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. In Lawrence right now, some rain, 52 degrees at 8:30.
Earn less than $90,000 a year, according to the Pew Research Center. Now, many workers are turning to community groups for food assistance and credit unions for emergency loans as they wait for the shutdown to end. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins yesterday confirmed the Trump administration's intent to increase beef imports from Argentina. Beef producers in the U.S. are highly critical of the move. President Trump first announced the idea on Sunday. He says the imported beef will help bring down record-high beef prices, but the plan led to a rare rebuke from some Republican lawmakers, including in Kansas. Some Kansas state lawmakers want to improve services for drivers by privatizing the state's motor vehicle offices. In Kansas, public employees help residents with license renewals, driver's tests, and car registrations at DMVs overseen by the state. But that's not how it works in neighboring Missouri, where motor vehicle offices are run by private companies that contract with the state. Kansas lawmakers are thinking about following Missouri's lead. The Kansas City, Kansas Police Department says it made one of the biggest drug busts in the city's history last week. The drugs were seized from a short-term rental home. The department says officers recovered more than 9 pounds of fentanyl. Three people were arrested. The University of Kansas announced this week that the Sunflower Football Showdown against Kansas State is a sellout. But as Greg Eklund reports, the Kansas Jayhawks have fallen short of securing a victory lately against their cross-state rivals.
KU's last win over K-State dates back to 2008. That's 16 straight that the Wildcats have won since then. This will be the fifth game between the rivals since Lance Leipold has been the Jayhawks head coach, and he knows that the Jayhawks have let some close contests slip away.
It's our full intention that we find a way to close it out and finish the ball game when opportunity shows for us to have a chance to win.
This will be the 123rd meeting between the two schools. The Saturday morning kickoff will be shortly after 11 a.m. I'm Greg Eklund.
Could be a little rainy for kickoff tomorrow. Forecast for today, cloudy, 80% chance of showers, highs near 56. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20. Tonight, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, lows around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy, 60% chance of showers, highs tomorrow near 57 degrees. In Lawrence right now, rain and 52 degrees at 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from...
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming right up on Morning Edition, federal data shows the price of chewing gum and candy have gone up more than 8% over the past year. How do the price hikes affect the Halloween season? We'll tell you. Coming right up. Forecast for today, maybe a teeny bit scary. Cloudy skies, rain, high temperatures this afternoon near 56, wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of showers, winds die down. Tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and highs near 57 degrees. Sunday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, highs on Sunday near 58 degrees. The rain has finally reached Atchison, that's what the National Weather Service says. Atchison reporting rain and 50 degrees. Lawrence rain 52. Topeka rain and 52 degrees as well. It's 8:44.
Do you have an old cemetery in town off the beaten path? The creepier, the better.
...record as people sort of squint at prices and choose to let the ghoul times roll. Alina Selyukh, NPR News.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Don't forget, tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas are now on sale. This year, it's Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. What better way to celebrate than with the KC Jazz Orchestra and special guests? Nothing better than a night of KC jazz and holiday songs to celebrate the season. You can get your tickets while they last at Liberty Hall or at Ticketmaster.com. Find out more, as always, at KansasPublicRadio.org. Coming up in 10 minutes, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Latest forecasts from the National Weather Service still calling for cloudy skies and an 80% chance of showers today. Highs near 56, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of showers, lows around 50. Tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy, 60% chance of showers, highs near 57. Sunday, cloudy, 30% chance of showers, highs near 58. In Lawrence right now, rain 52, Topeka rain 52, Manhattan rain in 53. It's 9 minutes before 9.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was inspired by B.J. Lederman. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thank you, as always, for joining us for Morning Edition. Do keep listening. Live Day is coming up next, right after the news. Cordelia has the KU Glee Club here to perform for you as part of Live Day with live music all day right here on KPR. Good day to stay inside and listen to some live music. Forecast calls for cloudy skies, 80% chance of showers, raining pretty much all across the listening area right now. High temperatures near 56, a little windy too, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20. Tonight, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Lawrence, rain 52 degrees, Topeka rain in 52 degrees. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva